This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States cannot take in any more migrants. He was visiting a Border Patrol station near the U.S.-Mexico border in California. Here's AP correspondent Saagar Magani.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Saagar Magani, Washington.
There is some optimistic talk on Brexit today from Britain's ruling Conservative Party. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, says the government's discussions with the opposition Labour Party over a Brexit plan are being carried out with no red lines. This as Prime Minister Theresa May waits for an EU response to her request for another extension in the timetable for London's European Union exit. Philip Hammond was in Romania.
Conversations with the Labour Party are continuing. They were continuing last night. We're expecting to exchange some more text with the Labour Party today. So this is an ongoing process, and I'm optimistic that we will reach some form of agreement with Labour. Well, that'll depend what we agree with the Labour Party, but we're holding every possibility open. So Parliament, which should be in recess now, will be sitting next week so that if there is something for Parliament to consider, we can put it to Parliament straight away.
Prime Minister May wants a European Union exit plan departure date moved up to June 30th. This is VOA News. The family of a California woman kidnapped while on safari in Uganda says it hopes the U.S. military will step in to help. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The State Department says it is working to secure the release of Kimberly Endicott of Costa Mesa, California, who was abducted Tuesday along with a local driver at gunpoint from Uganda's Queen Elizabeth National Park. Her cousin, Rich Endicott, says he wants to see Navy SEALs sent in to find and rescue his relative. He says he understands the State Department warning against paying ransom, so instead he wants the government and the military to help. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban on ending the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Zalmay Khalilzad arrived in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has had nearly a half dozen meetings with Taliban representatives discussing a U.S. troop drawdown in Afghanistan in return for assurances that areas under the insurgent group's control would not be allowed to become a haven for international terrorist groups. The United Nations reports armed men killed dozens of civilians and forced thousands of others to flee during increasingly violent and frequent attacks last month in the Difa region in southeastern Niger. The region has been victimized by the Boko Haram insurgency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN officials say the spike in violence and displacement is related to increased activity by Boko Haram or Boko Haram-affiliated armed groups in the Lake Chad Basin. They report 88 civilians were killed last month alone, compared to a total of 107 civilian deaths during all of 2018. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, tells VOA the dramatic jump in the number of attacks and civilian deaths seemed to indicate a shift in tactics by these armed groups. He says very vulnerable civilians appear to be deliberately targeted.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced sanctions on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. It is part of Washington's effort to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, making way for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has the support of the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's rightful leader. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the oil payments from Cuba are providing a lifeline to keep what he called the illegitimate Maduro regime afloat. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News. We'll be right back.